Let's start. First of all, when you're saying Birkat HaMazon, you need to be sitting. B'di'evet, it counted if you stood, but really you're supposed to sit because when you're sitting, you're more concentrating, you're more kavua in your makom. When you bench, you have to verbalize it. Right? It's a mitzvah d'oraita, v'echalta, v'savata, v'rachas. You need to verbalize it. And it's suggested to say it in a loud voice because the kol is me'orer kavana. You'll have more kavanah. That's why the idea of benching with a song is actually an excellent idea halachically. Great thing to do. With that said, what's not a great thing to do halachically is to make hand motions and all these things because you're not allowed to speak and you're not even allowed to hint in Birkat HaMazon. You're not allowed to do anything. You're not allowed to be clearing your plate. It's a mitzvah d'oraita. We just have to be concentrating and thanking Hashem, bringing that blessing down to the world. So it's really very b'di'evet to make a, hand motions and certainly to speak in the middle of Birkat HaMazon would be very problematic. Perhaps at the end of benching by the Harachamans, that's already a minhag that we should do, but it's a minhag, so maybe there'd be more room for like hand motions in camp. But in terms of speaking and hand motions during the first couple of brachas, definitely not ideal halachically. A few more important benching halachas. How much do you have to eat in order to bench? A kazayis, biblically you have to be satisfied, but rabbinically the Jewish people took upon themselves that even if you have kazayis, what if I had a little bit of bread but I had a big meal? So according to most poskim, that also is mitztaref because you're benching for the whole meal, not just the bread, and so you would have to bench, even if you only had a little bit of bread. A few more laws, of course, on Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, we add in special Ritzeh or Yalav Yavo to talk about the holiness of the day. If you forgot, it's a good idea to mention them in Harachaman. Yalav Yavo, if you forgot it, you don't go back because you're not obligated to eat a meal. On Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbos, on Friday night and Shabbos day, you would go back because you're obligated to have a meal. Third meal, you would not go back because you're not obligated to have bread. Me'ikar adin. Few more benching laws. When does a person? At what age should a child start benching? Anybody know? Once he understands what's going on, so that's about 6 years old. Midin chinuch, we should educate a child to bench. Okay, benching also is meant to be had in the same makom that you ate. And if not in the same makom, certainly the same area, the same, right? Because it's not supposed to be a hesech hadas. What happened if I ate my bread and then I went back to the dorms? What am I supposed to do? Halachically, go back. It's that important that you're really supposed to go back and bench where you ate. Similarly for ala michyas, it's really ideal that we should always be benching in the place you eat. Ideally, you should bench right after you eat. Don't wait, because you'll come to forget. But if for some reason it's been a while, how long do you have to bench until you've lost your chance to bench? You guys know? So as long as you still feel satisfied is the way that the Pini Halacha says it, then you can still bench, okay? But generally, we're not sure exactly how that is. If you're not exactly sure if you're satisfied or not satisfied, we assume 72 minutes since the last time you've eaten. Yeah?
What happens if you go to a restaurant and you only order one thing and it doesn't satisfy you?
Very good. Excellent. So you're talking about bread or just anything?
Bread.
So right, there is a misconception that if I'm just having a little bread and it's just a snack, that I don't have to bench. So you're correct biblically. If you're not satisfied, you would not have to bench. But rabbinically, the as long as you had a kazayis, the Jewish people have taken upon themselves to do Birkat HaMazon. And the Gemara in Bracha says, that's why Hashem loves us. Because even though we don't technically have to bench biblically, we took it upon ourselves to bench and God shows us favor because we go out of our way to say special thank you to Hashem. So you would have to bench in that situation. There's also a misconception that if I take bread and I put a little sauce on it and call it pizza, I don't have to bench. You would have to bench if it's bread, for sure. If it's pasta babekisnim, if it's bread made with apple juice or stuff like that, then that's a whole different halachic discussion, and we will, Bezrat Hashem, talk about that another time. But in terms of bread, even if it's just a snack, we really should make sure to bench. Okay? Bezrat Hashem, I bless us all to be mitchazek in this important halacha.